Episode 443, A Picture is Worth a Thousand Words.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I am so excited that you're here, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming back and listening. Thank you for spending time with me, for our girl chat time, for being able to just really allowing me to come into your world. It is such a joy, an honor, and a privilege to be able to do that. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. We have an amazing family around the world, and I want you to know that you are very much a part of it. If you're wanting to know how to get more involved, head on over to createyournow.com. You can sign up for the inner circle there. That's all free. Also, you want to sign up for the AIM Academy. By signing up, you'll be the first to know. And finally, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, too. All right, we have got to jump in because today we're talking about a picture is worth a thousand words. Everybody, hands up if you love pictures, if you love to take pictures of yourself. Yeah, you have to let me finish that statement. How many of you are like, yes, I want my picture taken all the time. I love selfies. I'll be in them. It's great. Or are you one who likes to kind of shy away from them? You'll take everybody else's picture. But when it comes to your picture, like, no, not so much. Well, some of you are coming off of the Easter holiday with family and friends, and lots of pictures were taken. Lots of them were posted all over Facebook, and it was great to see all the smiles. And then there were at times there would be some that, you know, they would have the main picture and they would take a couple others. And you could tell the kids were like getting tired. Really? Do I have to still continue to smile? Their smiles weren't as big and bright. Now, maybe it's me because I like to analyze things. But you could see that within the children, and you could even catch it sometimes in the eyes of the parents. A picture is worth a thousand words. When you look at a picture, what do you see? How do you judge a picture? Sometimes we think of that statement, a picture is worth a thousand words, like art. And, oh, you have to be this artist that can create and have this masterwork. And, oh, that's the only way a picture is worth a thousand words. But every single time you take a picture on your cell phone, it's worth a thousand words. What was that last picture that you took? Pull it up right now. If you're not driving, obviously you can't do that when you're driving. But pull it up and look at it. What do you see? How do you look at yourself? And if you're not in that picture, maybe look at another one that you're in. What do you see? What comes to mind immediately? What do your pictures represent? Are you one that uses words that are critical and mean and sarcastic when it comes to you personally? Or do you look at them from a loving, forgiving, full of grace perspective? And how does that differ from when you look at somebody else's picture? So, for example, you have a girlfriend and they took their holiday pictures and you look and you're like, oh my gosh, you have such a beautiful family. And they're smiling so adorably. And your best friend's like, oh my gosh, you won't believe how long it took for us to get them that like that. There's always a backstory. What's your backstory? What's the story behind the picture? A picture is worth a thousand words. You see, most of the time when we look at pictures, when we look at them and we're seeing ourselves in those pictures, we hold ourselves to a higher standard than those that aren't necessarily related to us or who are not us, meaning you in the picture. If you're in the picture, you're like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? I cannot believe I wore that. My hair is terrible. I should have had my nails done. What was I thinking? And my gosh, I got to work on that hair color. Are those the types of sentences and the words that you use? Or do you sit there and say, wow, I don't look so bad for being 42 years old. I look pretty good after that crazy morning. Who would have thought that I could turn out like that? That's pretty awesome. one for me. What language are you using? What is the story behind your picture? You see, that's where a picture is worth a thousand words. It's the story that we give it, the narrative. How are you narrating your picture in your life? Do you see it as something fresh and new and ever-changing? One who's trying to grow? Or do you see the struggles and the trials, the discoloration, the hurt, the heartaches? Are you optimistic or pessimistic? Would you rather be the happy-go-lucky, oh yes, look at the inner sunshine? Or would you rather be, gosh, it just looks like it stormed out there? The narrative that we give to our pictures creates the narrative that we continue, the story that we live throughout our life. So I ask you again, and the pictures that you take, what story are you telling yourself? Because a picture is worth a thousand words. Today you may be on a new journey thinking, oh, it's spring. I cannot wait to get outside and I'm feeling really good and I've got some energy because the birds are chirping and the sun is shining bright and it's a new chapter. It's a new day. You're right. Every new day is a fresh start. Every new day deserves to be documented. Take a picture. Remember, you are writing your story. A picture is worth a thousand words. But what's your narrative? You see, Robin Sharma says, with better awareness, we make better choices, and with better choices, we have better results. What I'm asking you today is the pictures and how you look at yourself, how you judge yourself, because ultimately, that's what we do. It's different when we go to an opening, an art gallery, and we look. I can remember visiting Dr. Seuss's art gallery recently when we were on a trip, and my husband and I went to it. And I hadn't been to one, and I've read lots of Dr. Seuss books, and I thought, oh, well, this would be cool. So we walked in and looked, and I was mesmerized by it. Are you mesmerized by your pictures? The awesomeness that you are? How incredible, how beautiful? How stern you can be, but yet full of love and grace and mercy all at the same time. A picture is worth a thousand words. You see, when we go into an open art gallery, we're one that looks at things totally different and we're in awe and amazement, but we look at our own pictures on our own little digital devices and we look at it on the phone and we're like, oh my gosh, I gotta delete that, delete, delete. Really? What if you were to capture that moment? What if I took a snapshot right now of where you are? What would the words be? What would it say? What's your narrative? What's your story? A picture is worth a thousand words. So today, if you are being one that's critical, which ultimately most of us, I'm sorry to say, we're women, and we are the worst critics when it comes to looking at pictures of ourselves. I can hear conversations when I'm out and about and like standing, especially like in the grocery line, and you'll have like either a couple or two girlfriends together and they're chit-chatting and they're like, oh, well here, let me show you this new picture. And I guarantee you almost every single time there's at least one negative statement that comes out of it. How about you? Are you one of those that every single time you look at a picture, you have an excuse for what you see? If you don't like what you see, then what are you doing about it? And what are you doing about it? How's it working for you? You see, a lot of times we take that picture that's worth a thousand words and we make these critical statements, mean statements. We even harass our own self. We pick on our own self. Let alone picking on others. But man, when you say that and you're going over and over and over in your head, what do you think that's doing to you? It's eating you alive. A picture is worth a thousand words. So why not give it the credit that it's due? Why don't you begin to filter your narrative with love, grace, and honesty? That's your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You need to filter your story, the narrative, with love, grace, and honesty. Yeah, ladies, you know, come on, sisters, we don't always look great. We don't always have every hair in place. And sometimes that outfit, well, we should never have brought it into the house. It just didn't look good from the beginning in the dressing room. But we do it and we wear it. Guess what? That's life. It's okay. So you can be honest, but you need to have love and grace. When you continue to beat yourself up over and over and over again, what is that doing to you? You know what that's doing to you. Because why? You're hiding behind the camera. Oh, I'll take everybody else's picture, but I don't want to be in it. I was there, ladies. I was there. I was the one who said, I'll take the picture. I volunteered. I always had the camera. Little did I know, there was a bigger excuse behind that camera. A picture is worth 1,000 words. I was ashamed of who I saw in that mirror. I was ashamed of who I saw in the pictures. I felt big and thrumpy and dumpy. I didn't feel loved. I felt broken. I felt ugly. But ultimately, I know nobody else thought that. Nobody's thought that at all. Nobody ever said that to me. I did amazing things. But to me, myself, personally, that reflection was I wanted to rip it up. So instead of ripping it up, I just wouldn't be a part of it. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So on your kiss, filter your narrative with love, grace, and honesty. How can you do that? Number one, use better awareness. You know what you don't like, right? Then why go down that road? If you think you don't look good in orange, then don't wear orange. I mean, seriously, just because it's on sale doesn't mean you have to have it in your closet, right? So yeah, that may be like kind of a funny little thing, but use better awareness. You know what you look good in. You know what you feel bad in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. So use better awareness. Number two, make better choices. If you have been saying to yourself for the last 5 years, I just don't look good in this. Nothing in my closet fits. I feel overweight. I don't feel good about myself. How's it working for you? What are you doing about it? Maybe it's time to get a coach. Maybe it's time that you begin to invest in yourself with time, not necessarily money always. You don't always have to use money. Investing in yourself sometimes is giving yourself time. Stop making excuses. A picture is worth 1,000 words. And number three, create better results. When you use better awareness, make better choices, you will ultimately create better results. A camera shouldn't be something you should shy away from. You shouldn't have to sit there and have 20 different filter apps so you can sit here and try to take all the blemishes out when you take a picture. Really? God made you and He sees perfect. So what are you hiding from? What is deep down bothering you? You see, that's what we're talking about here, really. A picture is worth 1,000 words. You see, when my son was about ready to take those pictures, I was kind of scared to see what had happened with my snafu of my shoulder and how I was feeling and not being able to work out like I wanted. I wasn't sure that I really wanted to see what was going to show up. But to my amazement, there was improvement. And I was like, yes! And it excited me. But sometimes we don't give ourselves that chance because we're living back in time. We're still living in our excuses. We're living in like, oh, well, that's okay. I don't feel good. I'm not going to, but I'll take your all's picture. That's fine. Especially the ones that, you know, you take it with the kids and dad, but you're never in the photo. How many of those do you have laying around? Think about it. A picture is worth 1,000 words. What are you hiding today? What are you afraid of? What you need to come forward with and say, you know what? I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to use my filter. And I'm going to change my narrative. I'm going to be aware. I'm going to make better choices and I'm going to create better results. This is your story, baby. This is your story. There's no reason to sit here. You know, I think about it in when you're taking a shower, okay? Not literally when you're taking a shower, but in there, you know, after you've taken the shower, what shows up, what, is a soap scum. You know, and it dries, and it's on your glass door, and you have all of that ook and gook. Every single time you see a picture of yourself, and you're saying these critical things, negative things, you're just throwing soap scum. It's this horrible filter that you're putting on. And so therefore, you believe that you aren't beautiful. You believe that you're too heavy, that you're overweight. You believe that there's nothing that can be done. I'm just getting old, all these wrinkles. What can I do? So instead, you'd rather hide and you just throw soap scum on it. Or you don't take the picture at all. A picture's worth 1,000 words, and you are worth so much more. Start taking your life, filter your narrative with love, grace, and honesty. You are amazing. And when I say you're truly incredible, I mean that. I know there are days that you have that you don't feel like that at all. You wake up. I've been there. I've done that. I may be here talking to you, but I feel your pain. I know what it's like to get up and not want to do anything, to want to be just literally a bump on a log, to not want to have to go cook 3 meals that day and change diapers. Some days just aren't fun, but you do it anyway. So instead of bumming yourself out, remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Change your narrative, because I'm telling you, you're one awesome woman. You're an amazing, amazing wife. You're a daughter to a king that loves you so very much. And the picture that he sees, remember, is perfection. A picture is worth 1,000 words. I love you so very much. Go out and smile for me. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.